This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. We're kicking off the second hour of the live Saturday edition of the program. You can dial in toll free here and join us at 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian
and Chris.
In the first hour, we got into, but didn't actually get through this story, and I want to because it's really fascinating and outrageous and shocking what has happened in Indiana. A local civil court judge in Indianapolis has ruled in a 55-page long order that a store chain called Teavana, which is a highfalutin, high-end tea chain that is owned by Starbucks, they had about 379 stores. Starbucks has thrown in the towel. They're saying, this isn't working out, which according to our last caller in the last hour, I can understand why it's not working out, given right. that they apparently were selling loose tea.
Well, loose tea's a thing.
Apparently.
So you, first of all, before you get your loose tea, you have to get the, you ever see the little, like, silver ball? It opens like a clamshell, like a Pokemon.
And that you put it in there?
You put that in, and you use that to steep, to brew a very proper, high-end $30 a box tea.
Yeah. I mean, I buy what you're saying here, that yeah. some people are into it, but obviously not enough to make this work.
I mean,
this Teavana thing, they're going out of business, or at least they're trying to. What happened was this judge issued an order saying that Starbucks must keep its 77 Teavana stores open, those that are inside Simon Property Group malls. Simon went to court in a desperate move to try to keep their malls relevant or something,
yeah.
Try to keep the revenue coming in from Starbucks, and they made this order. Let me tell you more about the case, because it's just crazy. The idea that a court could possibly tell somebody they have to stay in business when they're wanting to go out of business is just so anathema to the idea of any kind of semblance of a free market, which we know it's not a free market.
Right.
Normally in the... In the United States, most business owners accept the premise that they have to ask the government to go into business, which I think is shameful. And
I agree
completely. You shouldn't have to ask any bureaucrats permission to go into business. But this is the first time I've ever seen somebody have to ask permission to go out of business.
Right.
Or go to court to try to argue why they should be able to be allowed to go out of business
oh,
and ultimately
God.
Failing because the judge ruled in favor of Teavana staying open. Here's a word of the story, and then we'll get back to your calls and thoughts. So the judge basically, now they're boiling down a 55-page order here at the New York Post, they say that the very profitable Starbucks could absorb the financial hit of being forced to stay open, estimated by Starbucks to be $15 million over 5 months, better than Simon Property Group could.
Oh, so we're picking winners and losers?
Yeah.
I guess, okay.
The mall operator did not provide an estimate of how much the closings of the Teavana stores would hurt them. The case is being closely watched by retailers and landlords alike amid a retail meltdown that has resulted in a record number of bankruptcies this year. The retail failures have left landlords scrambling to find new tenants and retailers in the difficult position of breaking their leases. Still, it's rare that a judge orders a retailer to keep stores open, said retail experts. A retail attorney... real estate attorney Joshua Stein says, quote, I'm somewhat shocked by the ruling. The judge catalogs every possible detriment to Simon as a result of having a vacant space. That's part of a job description of owning real estate. You deal with it, and you don't get injunctions to have your tenant continue to operate, unquote. Now, other industry experts who didn't want to be identified said the ruling will send a chill down the spines of distressed retailers. Quote, if you're a tenant that has to close a bunch of stores that are based in malls, you're pretty scared after this ruling. And as I pointed out earlier, if you want to open a store, you ought to be scared to open at Simon Property Group.
Oh, heck yeah. And it's not that Teavana's doesn't have its place, and I'm just... Read some other articles from when these first closings were announced, and that was back in July, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But Motley Fool article talks about how Teavana, the stores have consistently underperformed.
Sure.
That's since they got them out there, they've consistently underperformed. But Teavana's done very well in other areas. So, for example, pre-mixed teas sold in the bottle through, they did a deal with Anheuser-Busch InBev. And they're doing really well over there. So, you know, it's just like you make decisions in business, and some things go the way you think they're going to, and sometimes they don't.
Mm-hmm.
And Starbucks is adapting. And, you know, it's the hardest thing to do is, like, shut things down and put people out of work. But that's part of business. You have to do that, or you're not going to be in business.
Right. And that's what I was saying before. It's like, well, what does it mean to shut down? Or to not shut down. If they decide they're going to open their store for an hour once a week, is that still being open? Is there a requirement within their lease that they have to be open 7 days a week? There may actually be.
Right, right.
But regardless, let me go on a little bit more here. Welch admitted that, quote, no court has ever entered preliminary or permanent injunctive relief to specifically enforce a continuous operations covenant against a non-anchor tenant. But she did so anyway. Now, Welch is the judge in this case. So she is, again, it's a 55-page order. So she's saying this has never happened before, and she's going to be the first to do so. This is Starbucks saying, quote, we're disappointed in the judge's ruling, and we'll continue to focus on finding a resolution, unquote. They have a market cap, by the way, of $81 billion. In a statement, they said, noting that it's not clear whether they will appeal, or even if it's permitted to do so, why wouldn't they be permitted to do so?
I would take that all the way through the state
yeah.
through the state courts. And this is what really hurts Starbucks is here's their path. They need to come up. They have to prove that they can appeal through the state courts.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first thing. And then they've got to successfully navigate all of that. In the meantime, until then, this judge's order is going to stand until they get somebody to either hopefully overturn it. And then should they make it through all the way to the highest, to the Indiana Supreme Court, their only avenue is then to take it to the U.S. Supreme Court.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it works. You don't go through the federal appeals process if you're in a state court. So basically, you have to convince the U.S. Supreme Court to hear a case, and should they not, what stands?
The lower court decision.
The lower court decision. And this is just, it's awful. It's awful, chilling, and it's not in any way, there are no winners. And I dare say that even, Simon Properties is not going to be a winner out of this.
No, no way in hell. I mean, I hope this is the final death knell for Simon Property Management.
Agreed.
But there's one other scary idea here. Let me get to that in a moment here. Simon's vacancy rate, by the way, as of September 30th in their malls, was 4.7%, slightly below the 4.8% national vacancy rate for all malls, according to JLL data. Simon argues that if Starbucks is allowed to prematurely break its lease, it could be forced to fill the vacancies with, quote, less creditworthy tenants, unquote, or less desirable tenants who, quote, will only agree to less desirable lease terms and or a shorter term lease, unquote.
Well, guess what, Simon? That's what you're faced with for the rest of your existence. You're not going to get tenants that have great ratings. If you do, they're going
to
sit here and go,
scared to death.
No, they're just going to come in there, go, hey, remember Teavana? Cut your rate in half, and I'll open a store.
Yeah.
That's what's going to happen. So they're bottom line.
I hope they doomed themselves here. Industry sources suggested that other mall operators may now challenge Starbucks' plans to close Teavana stores in their shopping centers as well.
Wow.
Let's go to Lisa. She's in Indianapolis, also listening to WIBC-FM. Go ahead, Lisa. What's on your mind tonight?
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Yes, with all the reports of sexual abuse and, like Matt Lauer and Bill Cosby and all these women that are coming forward. I'm not saying they shouldn't come forward. I wonder why it took them so long. But I think it's having a really bad effect on men. I was in a restaurant recently and I bumped into...
Hold on one second. Hold on, Lisa. You said that it's having a bad effect on what?
on a society.
Okay, I want to hear more about it. Hang on. We're going to bring you back. If you can stick with us, I want you to be able to explain what you're saying here. So one moment, Lisa. We're going to bring you back in a moment. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. What's the fallout from all these accusations?
When I get to about three quarters,
when I get down to the bottom,
a couple more scoops,
it's time to place my order. Dynavite.com.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Mega Fish Oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
It's working. Don't quit. Dynovite.com.
Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining, but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let Pool.Bitcoin.com handle it for you, like I did. Just visit Pool.Bitcoin.com and use their calculator to estimate what you could end up making. You get to decide which Bitcoin you want to mine. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join Pool.Bitcoin.com. Get all the details and get started mining Bitcoin at Pool.Bitcoin.com.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get three Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
Shop online and support Free Talk Live. Every purchase you make at shop.freetalklive.com helps spread a message of liberty. From shop.freetalklive.com, you can shop at places like Walmart, Newegg, Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, Omaha Steaks, HostGator, and more. Plus, you can get discounts on web hosting, legal documents, or pretty much anything using saveatpurse.com. Just bookmark the link and help Free Talk Live while shopping online. Thank you for shopping with shop.freetalklive.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee, EASY66 to 85850.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live Saturday edition. As always, you're invited to join us on the radio. Whether you want to talk about the insanity of Teavana being forced to stay open when they want to go out of business. According to one judge in Indianapolis, it's just an insane story. You're welcome to comment on that. Ian and Chris in the studio here tonight, and also want to make sure you know about Bitcoin. You've probably heard about it by now, but maybe you still don't really know what it is. What is a decentralized cryptocurrency anyway? You should go and check it out over at Bitcoin.com. That's a great place to go and get the basics. Learn about cryptocurrency. Learn about what Bitcoin is. It was the first of many. There are now over 1,000 competitors to Bitcoin out there. But Bitcoin's still number one. It's still on the top of the heap. And I think it's an important thing that you should probably be learning about now, given the fact that it's gone up in price over 1,000% in just the last 12 months.
Unreal.
You really got to know about this. Bitcoin.com, great place to go and get started. But also, if you're not new to Bitcoin, if you want to get the latest headlines, they've got a news segment over there. They've got a forum that you can use. They've got handy tools like tools.bitcoin.com. You need a quick conversion between dollars and Bitcoin or Bitcoin Cash and dollars. You can easily do that over at tools.bitcoin.com. And they've also got a mining pool. So if you want to get into Bitcoin mining, you can check out that as well at pool.bitcoin.com. So all kinds of cool stuff there. Let's go back to Lisa, though. She's in Indianapolis listening to WIBC. Now, you were just getting into telling us, Lisa, that you think there's been some kind of an effect on society and on men because of all of these accusations that have been coming out against Hollywood people in the media business, for instance. We've been seeing Harvey Weinstein, Matt Lauer from NBC's Today Show,
Yep.
Lots of allegations of men, like, just dropping their pants and forcing themselves or attempting to force themselves on women in the workplace or outside of the workplace. But regardless, very disturbing stories, and they just seem to keep on coming and different people getting involved.
The one that kills me, and we'll get to your call, absolutely, Garrison Keillor.
Yeah, the guy from NPR, right?
Prairie Home Companion. I mean, like, come on. I mean, really?
Go ahead, Lisa. So in what way do you think this has affected men or society? Go ahead.
I think that it has made the men so fearful of being accused of doing something that they maybe didn't do. I'm not saying that any of these other things didn't happen and that the men weren't in the wrong. Why women didn't speak up sooner, I don't know. I can't speak for them. But I had an incident recently where I was in a restaurant, and I just happened to inadvertently bump into this gentleman. He's in his 50s, as I am, or he appeared to be. And he just literally apologized all over himself. Oh, ma'am, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I did not mean to bump you. Did I hurt you? I am so sorry. I mean, the man hardly touched me, and it was just as much my fault as his, just simply turned at the wrong time.
Right.
And I see this. I'm thinking, so what's going to happen to these kids that are in their 20s and 30s that are dating now? Are the men going to be so fearful that it's going to set things back? I mean, it makes you stop and think. I was really taken back by that gentleman.
Let's take another factor into this discussion, not just the accusations against the Hollywood rich, but also what we saw within the last couple of years in New York and California within the university systems there. There's a very disturbing trend coming out that basically says that, you talk about the people in their 20s or whatever,
right,
that says that if you're in college at one of these universities, that you have to ask permission basically every step along the courting process.
Yes.
As far as, like, you know, let's say things are going well, you're done with your date, you're back at somebody's dorm room or whatever.
May I please hold your hand?
Yeah, and then may I please kiss you on the neck? May I please, you know, there's like, you have to ask now every step of the way. I forget what the term is. There's some sort of name for this.
Insanity.
It is insane. There's no doubt about it. But the politicians,
yeah,
or whatever,
of course.
School politics has come up with a term for this. And so basically they've put all of these students on edge, wondering if they're going to get accused of rape if they're not as careful as they can possibly be with getting continued verbal consent,
right,
from their potential partner, or else they get kicked out of school.
Right.
That's exactly my point.
And I see this as agenda driven. This is, I mean, there are powers that be in our society that want to drive people apart so they can control them. It's easier to control smaller groups than a large group where everyone is equal. So by putting this, you know, it's basically separating men and women and making men the bad guys, the people that are responsible for all the ills in the world. And lately, you know, it's there's a lot of talk about, you know, the white male and stuff like that. But this one is just strictly men versus women. Let's divide them apart. Let's make it so that we just basically create a new class of victims that we can use to promote what's wrong with America and why we have to start getting men out of positions of power.
Lisa, any other comments you want to share?
No, that's all I wanted to say. I was just really shocked when I started thinking about how this is going to trickle down and affect things. It's sad.
Thank you for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. I'm reminded of a story that Mark Edge, who's one of our co-hosts on Free Talk Live, has told in the past where, and it's kind of similar in this vein, where he was at some sort of a park, like a government park. He was in the bathroom, and there was some little boy who had come in that was having trouble with his zipper or something like that. And the kid was asking for help. And Mark was like, no, sorry, kid, can't help you.
Yeah.
Gotta go. And, you know, he left. Whereas the suggestion that he made was that, you know, maybe 20 years ago, it wouldn't have been the end of the world. He wouldn't have worried about trying to help the kid with something like that, with a problem like that, just even though he was a stranger in the bathroom. But now it's like, whoa, way too risky. You know, anybody might walk in and see that, and or the kid might go out and tell his parents what happened, and, you know, who knows what conclusions would be jumped to as a result of that.
And so I was going to say, we were just talking about celebrities getting popped for this.
Sure.
I'm going to name a couple names and see if you can associate why they're still in their jobs. let's say John Conyers.
The politician.
How about Al Franken?
Politician. Well, previous celebrity, now politician.
Donald Trump.
Again, previous celebrity, now politician.
Roy Moore.
Another politician.
And to be fair, he is still running. But this whole thing also illustrates the difference between those in true power and those that are outside of it. So.
Right. Those in the marketplace, they're getting fired.
Right.
Without even a chance to defend themselves in some cases. Whereas in politics, they're dug in like a tick, and they're not going anywhere.
Yeah,
unless they resign on their own, basically.
And I saw a great comment on this, and this was online on Twitter. But it's almost as if private corporations have customers to satisfy, and more incentive to retain good people and let go of bad people. The government has no such incentive.
No doubt about it. The toll free number here tonight, if you want to join us, 855-450-free like freedom. Have you seen what Lisa is saying here? That there's been a kind of a negative effect on human relationships because of this publicity surrounding these sex perverts? It's Free Talk Live.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckenridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well, so feel free to Skype on in here at Skype, username lrn.fm. Live Saturday show with you tonight. You've got Ian.
And Chris.
Also, it is that time of year when you need to be deciding what to get, if you're going to get something, for the people that you care about during the holiday season. And, of course, well, what could be better than a gift package from Omaha Steaks? They've got some amazing quality meats there. And not just meat, by the way. They also have seafood, poultry, veal, lamb, veggies, desserts, appetizers, pastas, soup, seasonings, sauces, and more. Their meats are aged for 21 days to unlock the full flavors of the cuts, hand-trimmed, then vacuum-sealed, and shipped to you in basically dry ice container.
Mm-hmm.
They keep it nice and cold.
Yes,
for you.
They do.
And they got over 500 gourmet gift ideas, so you don't have to go with what I'm going to tell you about right now, but you're probably going to want to, because for $49.99, you can get the family gift pack when you go to omahasteaks.com and use code FTL in the search bar. That's how you get the 75% off of the following: two filet mignons, two top sirloins, two boneless pork chops, four boneless chicken breasts, four kielbasa sausages, four burgers, four potatoes au gratin, four caramel apple tartlets, one Omaha Steaks seasoning packet, plus they'll throw in an additional four kielbasa sausages for free. Now that is the savings from Omaha Steaks for Free Talk Live listeners like you. Now, you're going to hear Omaha Steaks on other shows, so to make sure we're the ones who get credit for it, you go to omahasteaks.com and use code FTL in the search bar. Now, whether you buy the family gift pack or not, please use code FTL in the search bar. That helps us out because I love the Omaha Steaks. They send us usually one of these gift packs here in the studio so we can try it out and mm-hmm. see what the quality's like. And we've had them on board for a couple of years now, so it's great. And you get all that stuff that I mentioned there for less than $50 when you go to omahasteaks.com. Use code FTL in the search bar to get that 75% savings on a gift that is guaranteed to be a hit, unless the people that you love don't like to eat. If they don't like to eat, then you probably should figure something else out.
Maybe something else for your vegan friends.
OmahaSteaks.com, code FTL in the search bar. As we go to David in Salina, Kansas, you're on Free Talk Live listening to KINA. Hey, David.
Hey, good evening, fellas.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, you know, I just kind of want to piggyback a little bit off of what Lisa had said earlier. You know, I might be called out for being more conservative than libertarian when it comes to my morality.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, I strongly believe in the family unit, and I believe in the biological order of things. Men are men, women are women. You have a family unit. You know, men lay down their lives to protect their families, whether you have children or not. Men don't beat their wives. You know, you grab a gun, you go to the gun range, and you blow off steam. as far as this whole trickle down thing, what I view it as is a symptom of both liberal and conservative ideas that government is the top of the morality chart.
Oh yeah,
which isn't true. I mean, if you're looking at government as your moral compass, you're losing.
Yeah, you're screwed.
Yeah.
Government is based on immorality. I mean, the low-level government always is based on violence. It's always based on the threat of using violence against peaceful people to force them to do things they don't want to do or to force them to not do the things they do want to do and force them to be obedient and force them to pay up whatever arbitrary fines and licensing fees and jump through hoops and all of that. And it's ridiculous. It's totally immoral from top to bottom.
That's right. And that's why I see this as a symptom of what is happening in our world, because when you look at the free marketplace where people are you're guilty until proven innocent, you know, the free market works. If there's credible claim, you're gone, because they want to, the market wants to retain the very best people. Mm-hmm. Whereas in government, the absolute worst of the worst is in power.
Right.
Yeah.
Those are the people that seek it. I sort of disagree with your use of the term symptom. I don't believe this is a symptom. I think this is an absolute plan. This is an attack. This is an attack.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I can accept that.
What is the attack?
Again, it goes back to divide and conquer, that this plan of separating the men from the women or pitting the blacks and whites. As long as we're fighting amongst ourselves, then nobody looks over the other direction at the people that are pulling the marionette strings.
Well, this is a long-running plan, right?
Whether
it's the drug dealers, the terrorists, the immigrants, government, the Middle East. Government's always got some boogeyman to attack and distract people from the fact that the government's really the problem.
Right, and I think this is one of those things.
And just to add to that, you're absolutely right, because, you know, you look at people bring up systematic racism. You know, our government is racist. Well, no, government in a nutshell maybe isn't racist. Institution wise, they might institute some kind of racist law or policy to keep the divide and conquer alive. Planned Parenthood, gun laws, drug laws, so on and so forth. Like you said, a boogeyman. There's always a boogeyman. And you're absolutely right. I mean, government is not the moral compass. It really isn't.
It's more than that. They wanted it to be the deity. I mean, and this is not saying that this is spelled out. It absolutely certainly isn't. But, You know, when the supreme power in your life, to whom you owe everything, people of religion see that as their God, as their creator, as whoever they happen to worship, whatever it happens to be. But when government starts assuming all those roles, that it really becomes the idea of a state deity, and it's insane.
It is. It's very insane. What happened to protecting the individual? The individual.
I don't know if they ever did. Thank you for the call tonight, David. Thanks. I appreciate hearing from you. Our toll-free number tonight for you is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. I think this is a relevant clip here.
What we need right now is a clear message to the people of this country. This message must be read in every newspaper, heard on every radio, seen on every television. This message must resound throughout the entire interlink. I want this country to realize that we stand on the edge of oblivion. I want every man, woman, and child to understand how close we are to chaos. I want everyone to remember why they need us.
In the former yes, indeed.
Why we need them.
That's Adam Sutler, the character from V for Vendetta, who ultimately is a perfect example of what we're talking about here.
Yeah.
This person who wants people to remember why they need the government. Hey, you know, people, when they see the government behaving badly, they realize that something's wrong. A lot of people have the feeling that something's very, very wrong
yes.
in the United States. You've got police murdering people left and right. You've
mm-hmm.
got politicians raping and, you know, pillaging and doing terrible things, always increasing taxes and all that. But they're very, very good at continuing to distract people. Even though we see all the terrible things the government does, they're always ready to point out somebody over there that's so much worse.
Oh, yeah.
Kim Jong-un.
Yeah.
Be very afraid.
Well, and they have willing accomplices, and those accomplices are in the media. The media loves that because that sells newspapers. It gets them to tune to your news
channel.
It creates clicks on the internet, so there's a financial incentive there to put this stuff out there, and so it's a sick system.
Well, what would we do, Chris, if the government disappeared tomorrow? What would we talk about? Aren't we benefiting from all this government negativity, all the government fear-mongering out there?
If government went away overnight, it would be a period of chaos because so many people have grown so dependent on it. But it'd work itself out, and I'd come up with something to talk about.
Well, we would have things to talk about because,
yeah.
guess what? There's still going to be dishonest people out there. They just wouldn't be able to be in the government anymore. So
right.
then I think we'd be ending up reporting on, like, corporate, nastiness.
Right.
People doing bad things in business or whatever other terrible things are going on in the world, because that certainly wouldn't stop because the government went away. It just wouldn't be institutionalized anymore. More coming up.
Whether you share content as a curator or produce it as a creator, the source of your advertising revenue is often limited by intermediaries like YouTube. What if there was a way to connect content creators directly with advertisers, decentralizing attention-based market advertising transactions, and putting the control back into the hands of content owners? Introducing the revolutionary Signal Token Protocol by Spective VR. Partnered with Blend Media, the largest network of 360 video content in the world, and featured on Fox Business's Innovations, Spective VR is a 360 VR streaming platform created to be the first use case and early adopter of the Signal Token Protocol, driving real use and allowing Spective to optimize their platform. SpectiveVR.com is hosting a pre-ICO for Signal Tokens starting December 8th at a 40% bonus. For early access to the token sale and an exclusive 60% token bonus, sign up for the email list at SpectiveVR.com.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live and the live Saturday edition of the program. You can join us on the radio here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. So feel free to Skype into the show at Skype username lrn.fm. And also, we've got a forum. You can go and get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners, hosts of the show, over at forum.freetalklive.com. It's actually part of the larger Shire forums, which have cryptocurrency sub-forums and New Hampshire Liberty sub-forums, but also the Free Talk Live forum is there. So go and get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners at forum.freetalklive.com. It's free, like all the other features on our site. Again, that's forum.freetalklive.com. Coming up, more about this so-called affirmative consent. That's the term that I was looking for earlier when I was talking about these colleges that now have rules. I don't think it's every college. It's some of them. New York, California is where this is taking seed. But they have rules for their students as far as sexual encounters are concerned. And the rule is basically you have to ask permission verbally along every step of the sexual path, which is just absolute insanity. We're going to talk more about it. But first, we've got David in New Mexico. Are you with us?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah. Well, for that affirmative, whatever, blank that. And yeah, that along with the other thing you're talking about is absolutely, oh, as well as the family and children's court stuff and custody battles and all that crap, that it's absolutely part of an overall intentional plan to control people and divide people and control people. As you were saying, that's thoughts I had while I was on hold, but what I called about was in response to, I thought I had a good response to the question that you posed as to what you see out there in regarding this sex abuse stuff, scandal stuff going on.
Okay.
And I wanted to share one thing that I observed in myself based on this, and this was, and I've had more time to think about it than other people because I was attacked on multiple occasions, meaning attacked by the state I don't know if I had told you, the once I was, I'm permanently banned from the University of New Mexico Law Library because I, in a socially acceptable manner, asked a 20-something girl, a third-year law student, if I could buy her dinner. And as soon as I asked her if I could, I asked this girl if I could buy her dinner. She politely declined, and 5 or 10 minutes later, the university police showed up and kicked me out of the library and told me if I ever came back, I would be arrested.
So she went and snitched you out to the police?
Or
to somebody.
Wow.
To somebody. And you know, apparently in some, they construed it to violate the student code of conduct or whatever on campus. And you know, and I don't know how that, you know, how they got arrived at that.
But you weren't a student.
You're not a student, though, right?
Right.
Right, I wasn't a student, but I was, you know, I'm on the campus using a law library, so I don't know what logic they were using, but they called the cops, and they permanently banned me, told me I would be arrested if I came back. I appealed it to the dean of students, had a sit down meeting for an hour, and they still upheld the ban.
Wow.
So that's one thing that happened to me, and then obviously, the false allegations, it wasn't even an allegation, it was an insinuation concerning my children, which was enough alone with no due process in court on it, even though it was, I filed in court to have due process. No due process. I never saw my children again. This was from a feminist organization. I told you there was like 8 women and 1 token man working at this nonprofit, and she's the one that she called the judge directly to report stuff. So, but the point is based on that attack of myself as a male by females, this is the interesting part, if that isn't interesting enough, but I came out of a restaurant near the University of New Mexico one night about 10, 11 o'clock in an area that is known for crime. And I heard what sounded like a woman screaming, and it sounded like it was coming from one of the parked cars up and down the street, and the street was, you know, deserted otherwise. There was parked cars. But so my instinctually, what I immediately did was start walking toward the screaming.
Mm-hmm.
As I pulled my phone out to call 911, I started triangulating. I couldn't tell which car it was coming from, so I was triangulating the sound, and then I got the cops on the line while I'm doing this, and halfway to finding the car, I'm like, it starts to come back to me what I had been through at the hands of women. And I was like, what, you know, why am I doing this? Why am I walking towards what could be a rapist, murderer, whatever in the commission of a crime, unarmed with, you know, nothing but a phone to defend some woman when what has been done to me has been done.
What you're saying is that thought crossed your mind, but did you continue on or did you turn around?
No, I actually continued on because I was puzzled by, you know, that was the first that it had occurred to me.
Well, because the reason why is because, you know, people are individuals, and as disappointing as some experiences might have been for you, certainly not all women are the same, nor are all men. But thank you, David, for your call. Thanks for sharing the story. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. I understand why somebody would become jaded. There's no doubt.
Well, and we are. We're confronted constantly with this idea of rape culture, and that this, you know, if we don't get in front of these cases of sexual harassment, you know, because somebody accidentally touched somebody on like a bare part of their skin, mm-hmm. or bumped up to them or did whatever. It's like our caller talking about bumping up to some guy in a restaurant and him almost throwing himself on the floor begging for mercy so he wouldn't get charged with anything. But that is it. It's how do we divide people? And what some in power will do is say that, look, you know, women historically have been the victims of rape. Therefore, they are a protected class. Therefore, we need these laws to go in place. Therefore, you know, and it just snowballs until you end up with more laws, more bureaucracy, and a really screwed up society.
You found a really interesting and lengthy piece, which we're not going to read the whole thing, but Kitten Holiday, which is a blog, which mm-hmm. I've never seen before, but she's got almost 12,000 subscribers on her email list, so not too shabby.
Yeah.
Kitten Holiday, written by, appears to be a female, titled, Don't Ask for Permission. And I think this is quite relevant to this discussion.
Yeah, I thought so too, and this goes back a couple of years, but she writes...
This whole affirmative consent thing, the idea that you have to keep asking for permission along the way, that started to really get hot back in 2015. So this was, right on the timeline.
Yeah. And she writes, relationships are dying. Passion is dying. Seduction is dying. Men are turning to porn and robots for sexual fulfillment. Women are turning to romance novels and vibrators. And both are opting out of relationships entirely. It's just become too much trouble to deal with the opposite sex. We become enemies. We resent instead of appreciate each other. It's horrible. We are completely out of touch with our nature, our sexuality, and each other. And I think she's very right in that. You know, the idea, I can't even imagine being like in my 20s and trying to date in college. I mean, do you know, is this person... like a normal human being who looks at things rationally and will probably say, no, I don't appreciate that advance.
Or
somebody who's going to immediately, you know, blow her rape whistle, run to the cops, and start documenting things.
Right.
Now, how do you know after a couple beers at a college mixer?
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah.
It's a scary. Right. And that's why she's saying, you know, people are afraid.
Yep.
And that's not a fear, is not a feeling that you want to be basing your relationship attempts on.
Right.
You know? Starting from a point of fear is a terrible way to start a relationship.
Right.
But I can understand why people are. Right. I mean, I can understand the litigious nature of this society has gotten even worse over time.
Yeah. She continues here, we have more options for sexuality and sexual expression these days, as taboos have been destroyed, boundaries demolished, and limits eradicated. And yet, for the most part, we are sexually unfulfilled.
You also have more options for meeting people, right? Like,
oh yeah,
you know, you mentioned going to a college mixer at a bar, but now you can go online. You've
right.
got OkCupid, you've got Tinder, you've got all these different apps and options and
right.
and things. And yet, people are further apart than ever.
Match.com, the list goes on.
And it's
and
not
on.
Just in the United States, right? I mean, haven't there been stories about Japan and Korea where the young people, the millennials over there are very, very loner kind of types. They're not
yeah.
mixing with one another. They're not getting married. They're not dating.
Right.
And we're seeing, are we seeing that here in the United States as
I
well?
I suspect to a degree.
To a lesser degree. There's a lot more she has to say. We're going to continue with the don't ask for permission. While on the other hand, you hear these colleges saying, you have to. It's now our college policy. Every, you know, 5 minutes or 1 minute or every time you want to move up the girl's thigh to wherever, you've got to ask for permission. It's crazy. We'll tell you about it coming up here. Hour number three is on the way.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Protect your family this holiday season with affordable leather ID Stronghold wallets and purses. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over
12 years ago. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time at idstronghold.com. That's coupon code PRESENT, also available at walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, or QVC. idstronghold.com.